Brisbane is notorious for knocking down its historic buildings, and the Dean Brothers Demolition Company is often involved. In the early hours of Saturday morning, the Dean Brothers were at it again, bulldozing six pre-war buildings in a prestigious suburb that has development restrictions. The clandestine operation is one of a long list of questionable demolitions by the Deans, who strike fear in the heart of any Queenslander with a sense of history. This time, the Brisbane City Council says it's going to throw the book at all those involved. Nicole Butler reports from Brisbane.
The demolition team, the Dean Brothers, is best known for carrying out its operations in the dark. And true to form, they bulldozed six protected buildings pre-dawn Saturday morning in the prestigious Brisbane suburb of Hamilton. Lord Mayor Campbell Newman says the five houses and one commercial building were deemed to have character significance.
They were pre-1946 buildings in what is known as a demolition control precinct. To actually knock down a building in those circumstances requires a proper application.
But the Lord Mayor says the first council officials heard of the bulldozing spree was a complaint call from a neighbour who'd been woken by the noise.
There is no council record of any application to demolish the buildings. I stress that. There is no council record of any application, and therefore we have a very serious view about what's occurred.
Councillor Newman says he's sick and tired of people destroying Brisbane's heritage with scant regard for others living in the city. He says he'll throw the book at everyone who was involved at the weekend.
If we can gather significant evidence or suitable evidence, we will be prosecuting this to the full extent under the law. That's what I want to do. We had council officers down there in the early hours of Saturday morning on site gathering evidence. And we will be taking the matter as far as we possibly can and as hard and vigorously as we can.
And Campbell Newman says initial investigations indicate there was some deceptive behaviour going on.
I understand on the information that I have that an application for a lane closure on Kingsford Smith Drive was lodged by a traffic control company to allow for some work to be done in relation to a building adjacent to Kingsford Smith Drive. There was no application to actually undertake any demolition. So what appears to have happened is that there has been a bit of a firewall that has been put in place. That's what we'll be alleging.
It's not clear who made that application, but controversy is no stranger to the Dean Brothers. In a Queensland newspaper today, George Dean is quoted as saying, "It's unfair that any job they perform is deemed to be dodgy." Nonetheless, their nighttime demolitions have wiped out several historic buildings. The Bellevue Hotel, the Cloudland Ballroom, Gabba Grandstands and even the Holy Name Cathedral. PM tried many times over several hours to contact the Deans for comment today. There was no answer. The Brisbane-based company Chilmat Proprietary Limited owned all six of the now demolished character buildings. A phone number listed for Chilmat led to a car rental agency. Brisbane's Deputy Mayor David Hinchliffe says companies involved in illegal demolitions face fines of up to $600,000 per lot.
Council is absolutely determined to take these people to the fullest extent of the law possible. Wherever we see this sort of cowboy activity happening and the demolition of character homes without going through all of the processes and approvals required, then we will take it very, very seriously. It's a bipartisan position. If there are fines in excess of $600,000, so be it.
It's feared some developers are factoring fines into their overall costs and deliberately flouting the law. Councillor Hinchliffe says council will come down hard on anyone who blatantly breaks the rules.
Property being as expensive as it is, some developers may well be taking account of potential fines and taking the risk that the fine is less than the extra value they'll get from the property by removing the character house. Now, if that's the case, I'll be recommending to the Lord Mayor that we look at increasing the fines.
Brisbane's Deputy Lord Mayor David Hinchliffe ending that report by Nicole Butler.